story, Benigia.
My second son was born about 20 years ago, around this time, and baby was born at 4:45 in the afternoon. So I checked on the calendar to check when Shki is, because if it's born before, the luck is when it comes to making a bris, if the baby is born before Shkia, then that's day one. If the baby is born Shkia or after, it's Spanish mushes, it's a suffix and you push it off. Let's look at the calendar, and the count says 4:46. Like, okay, we made it by a minute. Then when I got home, that was the calendar which was in the hospital. I got home, I looked at my calendar at my house, and the calendar said 4:44. I'm like, whoa, okay.
He was born at the hospital, not in your house.
Right, exactly.
No, but the calendar.
I know.
I took two different calendars. It wasn't, it's only Yerushalayim. This is like Shavit Tzedek. I don't know if you know Shavit Tzedek, which is in, not too far away, to Sanhedrin. All very, very close by. So, apparently, you know, as I realized then, that there are two different calendars with two different Shkias. And if calendar 44 is right after Pesach, it's 4:46, then it'll be the day before. So I went to my place at that time, Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz. Went to him, it's in the Shaila. He said, oh, go to Rabbi Yashiv, and we're going to get a Pesach on which is the real calendar now. Because there are two different calendars, so I'll get a Pesach, which we go from there. There's a Bina Leitim, it's more modern, and there's an old calendar, which is being Shlaim for hundreds of years, not hundreds of years, the Tukachinsky calendar. So I said, go to Rabbi Yashiv, and we'll find out which is the real calendar. So I went to Rav David Morgenstein, he's a Talmud of Rav Yashiv. First he asked me what floor the baby was born on. I said afterwards, the second floor, third floor, which hospital, what time, okay. I went to Rav Yashiv, he came back and he said that, the Rav said that unless the baby's born 3 minutes before Shkia, you have to push off the bris.
Okay, when was Shkia?
That was born.
Either calendar.
He didn't answer. Which calendar is it? That's what he's about 3 minutes before Shkia.
No, because they're both wrong.
Right.
So I'm saying all these calendars are wrong.
Why are they wrong? No,
because it depends on where you are in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, altitude.
There's a whole bunch of factors that go into it that can.
Okay, so maybe we'll discuss that in
a number of minutes.
Maybe we'll discuss that in a minute. Okay. So I came back I told Berkowitz, I told my Moyel. My Moyel was like, Asa Tamachachim is like 3 minutes before Shkia, like, doesn't make any sense. Like where did I come from? It makes no sense. You sign the Sugi, you're not going to find anywhere. From the Gemara down to Yishayin to Nigla and Nistar Zayir Piskei Rizayin, I don't know anything about 3 minutes before Shkia. It's the first time ever heard in history of Kaisa. So Moel went, and also there's so many Sveikas when it comes to Mila when the baby came out. A lot of them even Benish Mushes and stuff. So the Moel went to Tzvi Weber. He's the Rav of Nevei Yaakov. He's also the Talmud of Rav Yashiv. Went to Rav Yashiv. So he asked him like, why 3 minutes? And there's so many Sveikas. So Rav Yashiv thought a little bit. Rav Yashiv said, No, 2 minutes before Shkia. Now, Rav Yashiv held that the pshat is that you can't cut things down to the last second. Being that.
Yeah, I'm saying,
oh no, maybe the clocks are wrong, maybe the ski is wrong, maybe you're saying all ski is wrong, maybe the ski is wrong, maybe the calendar is wrong, maybe the million factors. You can't cut things down to the last second, and if you're dealing with a suffix deraisa, you know, if you do meal a day early, you're not yotza, going to moshitas. If you do the meal a day late, it's not great, but you're going to be yotza. He says, you can't cut things down to the last second, and you always have to be machmer 2 minutes at least before Shkia, to be machmer for all dinim.
Sounds like 2 minutes or 3 minutes is an arbitrary number.
Yeah, it's very arbitrary.
You said 3 numbers, you cut
3 minutes, okay, yeah. Yeah, 2 minutes.
10 minutes,
yeah.
Like, why not?
Yeah,
like 18 minutes, I mean, come on.
Okay.
You also didn't say anything, man. Yeah, he didn't take 3 out, because he loved to say a different number.
Yeah.
He felt it's going to be passage man. 3 minutes is going to be passage man. Then he came along and said, you know what?
Right, okay.
Find somewhere like, where 2 minutes is mashmati.
So, you know, we'll do it 2 minutes. Which I personally believe is I've gotten so many shilas of people, if you cut Shabbos too close, gotten so many shilas over the years, like, I lit candles very close to Shabbos, and I thought it was Pasha Shlachacha and it was Pasha Ve'era.
Right.
And calendar moved 5 minutes that way, 5 minutes that way. And if you're cutting too close, you're playing with fire, and it's very, very, very.
What's the question? You were in college or you weren't? I mean, there's nothing to do.
Yeah, I mean, people call. Not every time somebody asks a question, there's a question. There's like, I guess, what I want to know, what should I do? Do I get a knas, right? There's a lach of that. There's a lach of that.
So that's
a do you get a knas?
Extra candle.
What should my tikkun be?
Well, it's a question. That's interesting. Yeah. What if someone lights on Shabbos? Do they get the knas?
Right. So you probably, it's the, for sure. You're not yotza. It's a mitzvah of Aveira, and you probably get the biggest knas, right?
Well, maybe.
But,
Right,
exactly. Because Vishoya Right. So Vishoya Gaming is no Knas. We're pretty naked with the Knas. We don't like giving Knas so quickly when it comes to Hakas Neiris, especially because Hakas Neiris is Zaka over Shomer. We don't like messing up the amount. So unless the person's mamish, like, will be a case.
Yeah,
what?
There's a single girl who calls me. She has a lot of difficulties. Never, she always gets into these situations where she misses it. Mama's minus. She's up to her fifth candle.
Oh, really? Yeah, there are cases like what happens. Somebody. Kind of, no, I think that would be a nice one. I had a case like that. But somebody went to sleep in the afternoon and set her alarm clock and like they just like slept right through it. So, that's anus. If you're anus, you wouldn't have to do it. It's only if you're, like, you're negligent. Like, in the classical, you know, she wrote a story, like, they leave to go from, let's say, Lakewood to New York or anywhere, from Los Angeles to, Palm Springs. And they leave a little bit late, they get stuck in traffic, and they end up having to pull over on the side. So, if you left late and you were turkey, so then you get a class. If you were unforeseen traffic came in, you don't get a class. Anyhow, since you sign all things, you know you're doing this is the right, so we don't play cut it down to last minute. You have to add on a little bit. We get a Shabbos, we get a Kriyashma, not Kriyashma, right? So this is my Kriyashma also. This is my Kriyashma, and you know the Gdaisa Hod should be makdim a little bit early, because if you miss it, you miss it. And you can't be Matansan, you can't cut it too close. Which, will you guys daven? They make Zman Kriyashma, they don't make Zman Kriyashma in general, the shuls.
Depends what minyan you go to. If you go to the proper minyanim, they make Zman Kriyashma.
Right.
Sorry, what is proper exactly? What are you trying to say? This is on tape.
Alright. I guess the early... okay, so
we
know...
We in the car were trying to make
a
Magen Avraham. That's very chashuv.
Chabad makes Magen Avraham.
What did I say?
Chabad makes Magen Avraham.
Chabad makes Magen Avraham.
Myrick. Without Shechus, it's... Speaking of when Shabbos comes in.
When Shabbos comes in. But many times it happens to be when if you're in a shul, you can't 100% be samech on the shul in terms of making Zman Kriyashma. I just know that as being a rav. I mean, our shul policy is that I always tell them they have to make Shemen Esrei 5 minutes before Zman Kriyashma. No, the reason why is because there are always people in every shul, always people come later and behind. And if the shul is making, let's say, whatever, let's say they're making going to the second Zman Kriyashma, which sure is the last Zman Kriyashma, and it's at 8:40, and the shul gets up at 8, finishes at 8:40, they always at least have a shul of 150 people, they're always like 10 to 15 people who are behind, and they're going to miss Zman Kriyashma. So, yeah, it's always, I always tell them they have to make it 5 minutes, by 5 minutes. And there are a lot of shuls which they like try to cut it down to the last second. You know, everyone wants to get as much sleep as possible, right? It's Shabbos morning, and you have to get your sleep. And they cut it down to the last second, so sometimes the chazan goes a little bit slow, sings a little bit too much, you know, people can miss it. So the case he said it up is that basically don't cut things down to the wire because you get yourself into trouble. In terms of, what's your name?
Mike.
What Mike mentioned in terms of you saying that the shki is not accurate because there are different people, different places in the city, you're
different
higher,
places in the city, higher, lower.
So that's a big discussion. The minhag in most places are that they figure out one place, and that's where they figure out where Shki is. Shmuel Zalman was worried about that. That he said that if you lower it down, so Shki is going to be, I was going to mix up with this, if you lower it down, Shki is going to be much later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier. Sooner. If I'm lower down, so I'm gonna, the sun's going to set, and I'm not going to see it.
If I'm like,
higher up, I'm going to see it much further. So Shmuel Zalman, he was worried that maybe you have to worry about each single place, and if you're higher up, Shabbos is going to be later, and if you're lower down, it's going to be a little bit earlier. Like the big joke is, you know, the guy calls up, is it Shabbos? He's like, no, not yet. Good Shabbos? No. Yeah, wait a minute, now it's going to be Shabbos. So Shmuzam was worried about that. Most places were not worried about that. But Shmuzam and Rabbi Asher both were worried about that. Definitely say in Yerushalayim. I don't know about in like Los Angeles, Yerushalayim with a lot of hills.
The main place is Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Because Palm Springs, there are mountains surrounding it. If you take into account the mountains, Shki comes out half an hour, 40, 45 minutes before the end.
Really? Yeah. Half an hour, 45 minutes earlier?
Yeah, yeah.
And what do they do?
I believe Moshe has to be machmir.
Right. So, really? But what is the Luach say on it?
So if a person goes to Palm Springs, Shabbos, they say,
the highest mountain is on the west of the city. It casts shadow over the whole city.
I'm pretty sure that you have to, you, it's not something just to be ignored now.
Okay.
Instead of how to work it out, you can ask your best friends.
The two parts of the shayla. One is the two separate side of the shayla. One is, do we care about the mountains, not care about the mountains? There's another question that, is the city all one thing, just take ground floor, one place, and just figure it out? Or, you know, they do the highest place, basically.
It's not Mestaves. I know someone. Every building.
Right, it's not Mestaves. It's a joke. Oh, is it Shabbos? No, not yet. Shabbos.
So it's
not Mestaves. So the two shayla. One shayla, do you knock off the mountains? That's versus Zaman, and we're a little more worried about that. This, and there's another question, do you do it each place? Okay, both those.
I know someone asked for the Yosha this in regards to Nates. They had a shul that was on some of the. And they said that they see Nates comes in about 2 minutes before.
Yeah.
The official time on the luach for Nates, and he said you absolutely go by what you see. You
know, really?
The luach is just a general thing. He said if you see Nates, that's when you should daven Nates.
So he said it should be a little bit later. Yeah. Very interesting. Okay.
I've seen I daven Nates at home, like Christian German. So I see two methods. I know one place I go from over 30 years, they hold by 2 minutes over the luach.
Right.
Another place which is more kabbalistic, he holds 4 minutes over. So what's
Los Angeles this week, this coming Shabbat, 4:27.
So it's the same question.
Palm Springs, 3:55.
Oh, okay, we got it.
There's your answer.
Okay.
So
that's the same question. Do you look at if there wouldn't be mountains, or you just look out, do you knock off the mountains or not? That's really the...
What are the luas issue when they have this amount?
Which one are they using?
Yeah.
So I'm not familiar which one would they use over there. Over here, I think they go when they swim without the mountains. I think that's what they do in Eretz Yisrael. But the Chazon Ish held with Benegay Nates. He held that it's not so accurate. It's like around the time when the sun's setting. He used to be upset.
I'm not sure that was his point. He had a different point.
Yeah.
You have a desire of making mates.
Yeah.
From root to davening. Most people are starting davening. Once he started the minyan, there was no cheshbon of Nates. Whoever that was, they set it up that it should hit Nates.
Right.
So no control.
Okay, so we're going to take Shabbos.
Stopping?
What?
I mean, they didn't follow the exact...
Holding up.
Totally, the faster.
We do that on Shavuos. People hold up for like a minute.
No, sometimes the Chazon Ish didn't hold up there.
Okay. Have a little cold. Okay, so I'm going to get to the Sefer Shabbos. So the Sefer Shabbos is adding on to Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. We'll discuss the Makaris in a second. It's brought down by, like Arizal says, that the more you add on to Shabbos, the more of Neshama Yisera you get. There's actually Api Kabbalah, they bring it down. It's very interesting that it's, you know, the Gemara Sanhedrin brings down that Gehenna stops on Shabbos. Like it takes break on Shabbos. Shabbos Shem Menucha. It says, when does Shabbos start? It's up to you. You make the call. So whenever you start Shabbos, like all your life, you add it on to Shabbos. So, being there.
Your shit is down.
What?
Also Abdullah, right?
Huh? Abdullah, you add on to Shabbos over there, the more you add on, the longer...
I'll be having Abdullah in my house Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning.
Who wants to join.
Okay. Like I'm Shanab. Fine. So now,
does this protect a certain segment of the people in Gehenna or all of people there?
No, it's talking about for you personally. You know, there was Shabbos. You can add on Shabbos from Plaga Mincha as early as you could do. You can extend Shabbos.
I mean, what your minute?
Whatever your minute was in your lifetime was. If you did 40 minutes, or you did 100 minutes, or you did 2 minutes, or you did 18 minutes, that's the time when if you are in Gehenna.
Yeah, not you specifically.
If
you do business with.
Yeah. Right. That's the point. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So now the Sefer Shabbos, the Makar is Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which I guess you started the Gemara today.
Yeah.
Gemara brings down the Makar in Rosh Hashanah. This is ending of the Sefer Shabbos. Most Rishonim learn Maskan of the Gemara is that there's a Mitzvah Deraisa. You have Kim Mitzvah Deraisa about hanging on to Shabbos. Discuss soon how long, how much, and all different scenarios of that. There's a Rambam, which seems to hold that's not Deraisa. Then I guess you've seen the Makar in the Sugya, how the Rambam got to that. And the Mechaber brings down, Yesh Oimim Tzarech Lohisim B'chal HaKadosh. The Mechaber brings down, Yesh Oimim, some hold you have to Lohisim B'chal HaKadosh. Why is it Yesh Oimim? It seems to be, it's a Gemara, and Rav Yisrael Shainim. There's a Rambam which seems to hold that there wouldn't be a Mitzvah D'Raisa to add on to Shabbos. The Vilna Goyin learned in the Rambam, even though it's not a Deraisa, but this still would be a Mitzvah Darabonin. So it gets either most Mishra and most Deraisa, maybe, you know, capacity that could only be a, Mitzvah Darabonin. So an interesting Shilas came up a couple of years ago in the army. So when they read Gaza, so when do they do it? When do you go to Gaza?
Friday.
What?
Friday?
No, we go every night. But when do you go in? When do armies, when do you do a raid?
Middle of the night.
So they start either middle of the night or they start like right around when it gets night. You know, during the day you don't go, they can see you. So they start around.
That's how they go when people are sleeping.
What? So it depends what they're trying to do. If they're trying to arrest somebody, they're trying to arrest terrorists and they go when they're sleeping. If they're trying just like to flatten the place, which this is operation, I think, the one, 2-3 years ago. So then they go around Shkia time and they bring in the tanks and bring in the troops. So the shadow was, the first soldiers had a shadow. What should they do? Should they be on Kabbal Shabbos from Plag? A Kiddush, come to Kabbal Shabbos, and have a Suda Shabbos, and then go into and have to fight on Shabbos? You know, it's time before Shkia. Or they should just shouldn't do that because Lamaisa, if you're on Kabbal Shabbos, and now you're going to have to do Malacha on Shabbos. So
when Shkia comes, kind of doesn't matter.
Right, Shkia doesn't make a difference. They're talking about they start, let's say, 5 minutes to Shkia. They start driving the tanks. They go on, you know. So, is it better for them to skip those through the Shabbos, skip everything, and just like maybe, you know, eat 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning when they're done fighting and, you know, miss everything, or say, Kabbal Shabbos, make Kiddush, and do the whole, very interesting question, huh?
That falls under the category of Pikuach HaNefesh.
It's definitely Pikuach HaNefesh, 100%. Well, it's dangerous over there.
Because if you have one chance to kill a terrorist or arrest them, you got to go in that night.
No, they're for sure have to go in. No, they're for sure going in. The question is, should they be Kabbal Shabbos early, eat Suda Shabbos, make Kiddush, eat the Suda.
Sorry, it's a bit impractical.
What?
Sounds a bit impractical.
Why?
Kiddush
from Plag?
No, for 2 minutes to the Shabbos.
Why 2 minutes to the Shabbos? No, they're sitting in the army quarters, right? They're whatever, you know. They have time to get ready. Let's say, okay, half hour before they have to prepare. Whatever, they're just standing at the border, right? They're not doing anything.
Well, if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, then I mean, you're getting an extra mitzvah. You're going to be machal Shabbos, but it's.
Nobody's saying you start 5 minutes before Shkia, so those 5 minutes you're driving the tank, you're getting all these extra
vehicles.
Yeah, but no, I mean, that's a different din, right? Because like at that point, I don't know if it's called an onus or it's
because. You're not onus if you're makabalit.
So the question is, can I set up?
Right. Can you set up a situation?
What's best? Makabal Shabbos, set up onus. Which really, doctors have this question, you know, if they're going to be on call.
Should a doctor
anyone aware of a doctor?
No, maybe a doctor should never be.
They may not get a call.
Right, okay. But if they know.
We're doing a
you're on the call. Tonight. You're on the radio. We're going.
They're going in.
We're going in.
Very different scenario.
We're going in. So that was. What?
Yeah, I mean, there are doctors.
Wait, why isn't it practical?
I'm just saying the pseudo. It just sounds to me like it's not so easy to have a pseudo to fight.
They're at the border, you know, there was like for 2 months straight, you know. Okay, so anyhow. So that was a question that was going around. It was going around, you know, the different paiskim. Basically, where I came out, I mean, the Hasidic paiskim said, Avad Mekiddish, Avasuda, and the Lishra paiskim, well, you can't do that, you know, you're. You know, you make a Kol Shabbos, you can't set up a Enos, and you can't make a situation that you can make a Kol Shabbos.
Is it different?
Why
you're
going
to be an
no,
either way.
If I
once
you Kabbal Shabbos, okay, so I wasn't my guy. Maybe I jumped the gun. If I when I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, I say now time like Holkas Neiros, or I say Arizu Shabbos, or I say Mizmashir. Now it is Shabbos. Now. What's the halacha if somebody would go and do Aver B'meza then? So it's Arsei. It's not a lav, it's not a karis, it's Arsei. It's a lower level, but it's a bitul mitzvah Arsei. Now the question was, you're setting up a situation where you can have a bitul mitzvah Arsei, are you allowed to do that or not? And, you know, straight textbook would be no, not really. You can't set up a situation that you're going to have, you're not allowed to set up situations where you can have a matzah.
That's what they rejoined that would be. We don't exactly the mice would leave, and we could leave after Shkia.
Yeah, if it would be a suffix, then 100%, because then 100%. But they know, you know, they don't decide last second. They, you know, they tell the soldiers, be ready at whatever, and we're going. You know, it's a planned raid, so it's not like a, you know, it's a planned raid. Okay, so it's interesting. Shaila, should we discuss this?
They're not sure when their quarter is going in.
If you're not sure, Suffolk, I would say then for sure they should Mikabel Shabbos because...
Yeah, they know what's happening tonight, but they don't know...
Right, then for sure you should do it because if sure you're a Vade Mitzvah, you're Vade, you're getting Kiddush, you're getting Suda Shabbos, you're getting a normal davening, and you're Vade getting Mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos, and you have a Suffolk, then maybe I'm going to have Oinus, then I would say probably... especially, it's very interesting, Prima Gadol, I guess you'll see more when you're in the Sukkah. Prima Gadol says that if you're over on the Sefer Shabbos before Shkia, he said that's only Darabanan, for some reason. It's very interesting, Prima Gadol. So it's gonna be something. What?
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Even though you can make kiddush and have your.
Even though you can make kiddush, you get to mitzvah deraisa, but it's only derabanan. It's very interesting, Prima Gadol. I guess I see as you develop the sugya a little bit. But so therefore, for sure, if it's a suffix, so it's only a suffix derabanan, and definitely they should do it. The question is, in the case of the army, like a hatzalah member or a doctor who always are getting calls, it's still a suffix. So you say for sure you should do it. But if you know it's a vade, like in the army, you know that's where the. That's where the shaila is. So it's an interesting shaila, which I see on the Maamar Yudin, so that's a lot of the Maamar Kohen. I'll just give you that. I guess the Maamar Kohen you should go through yourself. I'll give you the shaila. Is that, what's the, what's the English word for this? What's the gather? Gather in English is?
Fence.
I'm just talking about yeshivisha. What's the, I guess, definition, the parameters? Definition of when you're adding on to Shabbos. What does that mean, that you're adding on to Shabbos? Does it mean that a person has a right to make it Shabbos earlier. Like now it's like Shabbos. And like saying I could make Kiddush, we have to do the Shabbos. And in essence, it's really, really Shabbos. Or the addition of the Tisav Shabbos, not so much that's really Shabbos right now. It's not that I have a right to make it. It's not totally Shabbos. It's that there's a concept of adding on to Shabbos, like showing respect to Shabbos. To stop doing malacha. Don't cook. Don't drive. Don't turn on the lights. Which is like showing respect, the concept of showing respect to Shabbos. Like we're adding on, like Hashem does do this much, and we do, there's a mitzvah to add on to show respect and add on more, don't do more malacha from early on Shabbos, but it's not really, really Shabbos. And you hear the two sides?
Yeah.
And there is.
So according to the second side, mitzvahs that you're supposed to do on Shabbos, you can't really.
Right. So the big machlokes rishonim is you're going to see, and there's two places in which I saw that Mamma Kim is, can it be yoitza suda Shabbos on. Before Shkia, before Shabbos, whatever Shabbos is. Can I hear earlier? If you know that the gather is that it is Shabbos, I have a right to make a Shabbos, so therefore, like we switch Shabbos. If the gather is it is not Shabbos, it's just that there's a concept you should show respect to Shabbos, add a malacha, and do more things than you would now.
If we all agree that at worst it's a bit less say.
Right.
So by definition, it cuts off your Shabbos. In other words, you're making it into Shabbos. The Shabbos that you're making is a new creation that only is one dimensional. Instead of in Kikaris and Skila, it's only God. So how can that, if it's a new type of Bri, how can I make Kiddush in that time? Maybe I need to make it.
That's a very good question. The concept would be that, you know, as the mitzvah asay of adding on to Shabbos is, that is asay, that you have a right to extend and make Kiddush Shabbos earlier. The dinim of that are maybe a little bit different than Shabbos, that it doesn't have the chumer of karas and lav, but it would be also considered Shabbos. Right. So you see the two tesis, the tesis in Ksubis, the tesis in Psachim, you know, which one Mamakim is, it's a gain. So basically, it ends up, you can see some machis rishonim, and then basically, enough means this question. Somebody who makes in Los Angeles, people make early Shabbos?
Yes.
Yerushalayim is very debatable. We do make early Shabbos, don't make early Shabbos.
Yerushalayim, I lived in Yerushalayim, never seen this in my life. Honestly.
Right. Yerushalayim, they never did it. So there's a big fight whether there's a minhag ha'makom in Yerushalayim not to do it. So some people thought there was a minhag ha'makom, like, because they never used to do it. Now, Yerushalayim is like, great American almost, like, just
the there are many early Shabbos in this neighborhood.
There may be not now, they remember. So remember, so much of Beloi. Beloi is a chesed of Achim, it's one of the big. What?
He's married to a woman whose daughter lives in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah? His first wife or second wife? Second wife.
Second wife.
So they went over to him and they asked him, in terms of can make early Shabbos? No. He goes, Minig Yerushalayim. He goes, well, look around. It's not so much the Minig nowadays. He goes, well, I'm a policeman. Like, I should go around stopping them. What do you want from me? But In the minute now, it seems to be that everyone does it.
I think it's Americans, not everyone. Like Israeli.
Yeah, but I think now it's really the American Yerushalayim. Everyone. You know what's apartment costs like in Yerushalayim, like a tiny little matchbox costs $1 million, and an apartment like this, like $10 million. But.
Halavai,
maybe not.
I'll sell it to you right now.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
okay.
The job's great.
So the only people buying now are really a chutznik, so not, there's always not buying. Okay, anyhow. So, the nafkamina is when can you...
That's how you really feel about apartments.
What?
I'm not getting how you really feel about the apartments.
I'm just a little bit confused.
No, it's very sad for me because I'm a rob and no one could afford it. So, no one could, right. Even like it's too expensive for them to buy, no one could afford to live here.
Right.
So, the whole,
like
you have to move... Well, Los Angeles is wow. That's wild, yeah.
So it's American minyanim, I understand, but Israeli minyanim...
They don't do it, right?
I've never seen
it. Yeah, the Israelis don't do it. Only Americans don't. Okay, so anyhow, so the question is, when you make Oli Shabbos and you have a Suda Shabbos before Shkia, are you used to Suda Shabbos or not? It is a Machlik Rishonim.
Is that the same Shabbos as Kiddush or a different Shabbos?
No, Kiddush is different. Kiddush is a little bit different because Kiddush, the Rambam learns, is a mitzvah Mekasha Shabbos close to Shabbos. So covered Shabbos. Yeah, Kiddush is sure you guys.
I think even Michalik that Kiddush is Kovach Shabbos and Suli is Oinek Shabbos, and Oinek Shabbos needs to be actually, it's a mitzvah to be Oinek on Shabbos, meaning it's a mitzvah on.
Sorry,
I mean, if you bench before Shia, you're not going
to
Oinek on Shabbos.
It needs to be Oinek during Shabbos. But
Kiddush is Kovach Shabbos.
It's a Kovach Shabbos.
Right. It's also, it says also by Suda Shabbos, is the Makaris was Echlu Ayoyim, if during the day. So it sounds like asking on the day of Shabbos. And now it's Big Machalik Shashanim, which writes, it's nachin to eat after tzeis a kezayis with a bread to be yotze those rishonim. Proper.
Lechatchila
proper. Nachin, right? It's proper. Good thing to do. In other words, if you start your meal
before. You
should know a bench before Shabbos really starts.
And make sure to eat a kezayis.
Right, saying even more than
eat a kezayis with a bread at the end of the meal.
Right.
To be yotze those rishonim that you have to have.
That's very interesting.
That is a very important.
One thing that came to mind: if you add a specific Shabbat, usually it's done in the summer or in the spring, not really in the winter. Let's say Shabbos comes in some places 3:30, 4 o'clock. That really starts.
Right.
To add another 2 hours and start at 2:30. Right. But if one were to do that, is that acceptable? Or
so the earliest place to have a Shabbos you can make
it's
is Plag and Mincha. That's early. It's Plag.
But an hour and a half before that.
Like hour and a half.
I'm a little confused about terminology. When you say early Shabbos, no one makes the early Shabbos in Yerushalayim. You don't mean like the amount of time they add to.
No, what I mean is making.
That's also to have a Shabbos.
I mean like davening from Plag.
You mean davening from Plag?
Not by Shkia time, that's what I meant. But yeah, that's what I meant.
And then the actual
Shabbos. In Yerushalayim, they bring it in even earlier. Like in
yeah, they do 40 minutes. Before.
40 minutes, we do 18.
Yeah, maybe again. Okay. Okay, so how long is the Sefer Shabbos? So it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to add on. So it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to add on to Shabbos. So how long is the Sefer Shabbos? So the maximum is from Plag and Mincha. That's the earliest you could do. Which, if you like, before I've gotten Shabbos so many times over the years, that people call Shabbos even earlier than Plag and Mincha.
But you can't.
You can't. People made mistakes. Why they do that? If their
husband is leaving to shul.
To shul, or they're going to Shabbat Bracha, or they're going
the
to like...
The husband goes out to Mincha.
Right, you go out to Mincha, that's...
Yeah, they'll look at the actual money, right.
Mishpura holds, you have to light again with the Bracha. It's like...
Oh, again with the Bracha.
If you light before Plag and Mincha, Mishpura holds is nothing.
It's like Bracha Vatala, right again with the Bracha.
That's Mishpura holds. Mishpura holds like that, Mishpura holds, yeah. It's Mamash Bracha Vatala, which, yeah, that's a classic case. And the Plag Minyanim, husband holds Mincha. It's very tricky, the Plag Minyanim, because on one hand, you can't light before... you know, before Plag. On the other hand, you have to also the Mechwe Plag.
I have that if my wife's away every year. I have problems with that.
Oh, they can't do it, whatever. It's also tricky because a lot of places can hold if the husband's Mechavel Shabbos, the wife also has Mechavel Shabbos. Big discussion about that.
Like if my wife is in New York and I'm in LA? Kind
of not that, no. You
go to the early Minyan.
You go to the early Minyan, you have Mechavel Shabbos, and
oh,
you...
Oh, actually, that's actually a very good point. People usually don't do that.
I think
Ramosha's opinion, so... I told the place on Macher. Ramosha's opinion was it depends. Ramosha's depends. If she's doing something for herself, she's not doing Mechavel Shabbos. But if she's doing something for you, so then... There's halacha.
Can be my Shabbos good when it's already Shabbos for me.
Right, and there's a halacha that your people, somebody's allowed to do something if you want Shabbos. So it could be like if she's.
But if your wife already lit, you can still.
You could still, right.
That
way.
Work for one way, not the other way.
Because the wife is tough to the husband, the husband's not tough to the wife. Right. But.
Not yesterday,
this year.
Okay.
Huh?
The kids?
Wait, so Moshe's opinion was Ramosh told that she doesn't have to, but she can do things for you. I don't know if you're...
I thought Ramosh was machalik was whether it's only when you become Shabbos make Kodesh or Shabbos.
So that was, that's if he's talking about the whole bungalow colony, the whole Tzibra died by Kabbalah Shabbos and Tzibra.
Okay, but a little practical thing that's happened in Los Angeles a lot in the summer, you know, you go to shul, early Shabbos, you come home, it's not kindling time even yet.
People haven't accepted Shabbos in the house.
What's that?
They haven't accepted
Shabbos. They haven't accepted Shabbos in the house. You walk in and you're like, oh, honey, why are there lights in this room? She's like, oh, no problem, you know, like she didn't accept Shabbos yet. That would be a real problem.
According to Moshe, if she's doing it, well, it depends.
For herself.
First, for her, if it's for her also, so then she wants light off too, then that would be okay. She can't
do
something.
But if it's really for me,
then
it'll be a real problem.
That technically, Moshe said that technically would be wrong. Okay, so how long is the Shabbos? Shabbos the minimal amount. So first, we have our 2 minutes of Rav Yashiv, right? We don't cut things down to the last moment, you know, the last moment from the, you know, story I mentioned with the bris.
Sorry, 2 minutes. Oh, the 20 versus 7.
No, 2 minutes. You missed a good story at the beginning.
Sorry,
it's a good story. Okay. With my son, Moshe Marburger. Okay. And so there's a tshuva from Moshe. Moshe is a very fascinating tshuva. Moshe was going after Halakas Neiros, so Minig in America is 18 minutes before. That's when we move in line in general. So Moshe was getting driven from his house to yeshiva, and somebody saw him in a car after the benching, after the candle lighting, and he wrote him a letter that it's like, you'd be Michal Shabbos, and I can do such a thing, and I'm sure yeshiva has a good reason, but you know, it's a problem and what's going on. So Moshe wrote him back a tshuva that...
Who says that to Moshe?
What?
What chutzpah do you have to say the
tshuva? Right? So not a question.
Oh,
yeah? But so Moshe writes back that number one, there's no problem for a man doing malach after the wife lights. It's only men do not have to be mekabel shabbos when the wife lights. And you can say that maybe it was like, it is, he said, and I was going from my house to yeshiva, I could have gone back and forth 5 times, like 2 minutes, 2 minute drive, 5 times back and forth before shkia, from yeshiva. And he's saying maybe there's Maris Ayin. This is a very interesting concept. He said Maris Ayin is only if something, I'm doing something which looks like I'm doing something wrong. If I'm doing something 100% right, but you think it's wrong.
Well, you think it's wrong.
You think it's wrong. There's no Maris Ayin. Maris says there's nothing wrong with doing malacha between candle lighting and shkia. Because somebody thinks that it's wrong. That's not Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin is only if, like, I walk into...
McDonald's.
And I walk out with
I go to McDonald's and I get a cup of water and I'm sitting there drinking water in McDonald's cup and somebody thinks I am eating trick. It's not my problem.
No, that might be a problem. Why not?
That's your problem.
That is a problem. If it looks like you're doing an Isser.
That's my saying. You think it's an Isser, but it's not an Isser.
No.
I'm drinking water.
No. Something which looks like an Isser, in other words, when somebody walks into McDonald's and you sit there drinking something and looks like you're doing something to Isser, so then that is Maris Ayin. If I'm doing something which doesn't look like Isser, what I'm doing is I'm driving between candle lighting and shkia. That's 100% mutter. You don't know the halacha. Therefore, that's not Maris Ayin.
I see what you're saying.
Let's say you're in a hotel lobby or restaurant and you accept to have lunch with they're not eating kosher, but they're being your kosher food on wrapped aluminum, the whole paper, and you have your yarmulke. That's more exciting than that.
So people see you, if people see it like double wrapped.
You have a big bowl of foil next to you.
You have your yarmulke.
If you have a big bowl of foil, so it depends how people.
You should make a tinfoil hat.
It depends how people look at it. So Mike, how would you look at that? You think he's like eating tray for?
No,
not because he's a good guy.
No, I'm saying
let's
people
say, like,
see. I know.
He was a high school
porn restaurant. It's like there's foil everywhere. The waiters hate it because you look.
Okay,
you know,
fine.
So bad.
If it does, it depends how what the perception of people is. If it looks like you're doing something which is okay, then it's okay. But looks
there's
like
there's the whole look of putting the almond next to the almond.
Right, almond. Right, perfect.
Yeah, but
right.
If you're dining with two Jews and they're not from,
they for sure they
order from the menu. Then that's an issue. You should probably refuse to dine there, right?
Yeah, because that would be a question. That'd be, that,
Yeah.
That could be a Lefani Yemerdika question. In other words, if you invite somebody to a not kosher restaurant.
This happened to me in Chicago. They said, oh, we met the
Chicago.
All bad things are in Chicago.
These guys live down the street, and I only had like 24 hours. They were like, come, Four Seasons meet you there. Okay,
Four Seasons.
I have my food.
Not the Ritz-Carlton.
And they ordered two salads, but still, it's not kosher.
Yeah, there's plenty of typical scenarios where your office, you work for a big company. They have their holiday dinner. They accommodate. They'll accommodate them, and they'll order out for them, and they'll give them a special thing.
You've got to rein it back in.
That's quite typical.
Conference is all the time. People know you're, that's not an issue.
Okay,
back to the topic.
Okay, so where were we?
Tosfos Shabbos.
Okay. So Kisra Moshe writes, the minimum amount is 2 minutes. You have to have another 2 minutes, he says. That should be the correct thing to do. 2 minutes before Shabbos. Pesach is 2 minutes. I'd say 3-4 minutes before really is the...
Oh, 2 minutes before the candlelight time.
No, not candlelight time. Candlelight is 18 minutes before.
2 minutes before the calculated time.
2 minutes before is the... candlelight time, and then there's like 18 minutes later. So the minimal amount of Shabbos you have to add on is
2 minutes to the Shkia time.
To the Shkia time.
Got it.
And maybe add a little bit more because we spoke about Rav Yasha before. But like we said before, don't cut things down to the last wire.
And this is what we're asking for, like people worldwide. Anyway,
this is. But yeah, ideally, Kal Shabbos really is possible, like we spoke before, and it's big mitzvah. Mishmur likes to do a half hour before Shabbos. You're trying to do 40 minutes before Shabbos. It's a great mitzvah to add on, like I mentioned before, from the Rizal, the Shami Seira, and you get a Ganim. It's a very big mitzvah.
Really?
The minimal amount is 2 minutes. And what that means is, if you're minute to Shkia, should you do a Lakas Neir Sanat?
Can you define Mekabel Shabbos?
And it's like, if it's a minute to Shkia, should you do a Lakas Neir Sanat? No, do not do it.
Really?
It's for two reasons. Number one is, I'll say Sefer Shabbos. Two is, like we said before, it's too close. Or we said Rav Yasha. It's a minute to Shabbos. Look at your clock.
Yeah.
Check your phone.
You're 17 minutes.
And it says Shki is in 1 minute. You should not light because it's just too close. For two reasons. Number one is, like we said, story is from Rav Yasha. We don't know. Maybe you're gonna, you can't cut it so close. Maybe you're gonna miss it. Two, I'll say Sefer Shabbos. You should not do Malacha. Too close. So if a minute to Shabbos, you should not do a Lakas Neir Sanat.
That's fascinating.
It's like not getting in the car to get somewhere. Just walk and be late. Same idea.
And that's talking about the Shkia that we use on the calendars? Or?
Oh, so in terms of the Shkia, and in terms of when Shabbos is, so what? So what? In,
there's like different degrees below the horizon.
No, so in the Sugya, I don't know if you're going to touch it, the two Shitas is the Goinim, and then there's Rabbi Natam. There are two Menachem Klais. What?
We'll try to show them the Mechaber. People aren't so familiar with this.
They're not so familiar with this. Without getting all the details, is the Kisach Sinimah, one way, when they came to America, so Aaron made a meeting with the Samar Rebbe, and he told him, like, we can't have the whole America like doing just two different things, so I'll make you a deal. You'll keep, if the Chassidim should keep Shkia, and we'll keep Rabbi Natan, which is, it's a later 72 minutes. The earlier version, I probably do 45-50, probably in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
42. 42. It's our Moshe's
version. Your meaning is what?
It's our Moshe's version of Rabbeinu Tam. That's what it is, basically. But so they made a deal, the Samar Rebbe and the Baron made a deal that, okay, the Chassidim will keep Shkia.
Oh, Chassidim would keep
Shkia. Yeah. And the Lipishes will hold
like... It's inconsistent. Rabbeinu Tam should be both sides.
Right, both sides.
Right.
In other words, in Europe...
But they still daven Mincha much later.
Right, because they don't really... It was like it was a negotiated deal.
It was Shabbos when it was dark outside.
Right. They, you know, in Europe, a lot of places they used to tour Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbeinu Tam.
Half
on both sides.
On both sides, right.
So today in Monroe, you could
have. So Mincha will daven later. Because anyhow, the Ramah says you have Mincha till Seis. He daven Mincha till night. So Mincha Mishra also says you could daven later.
Or spot him to
him. The guy told me Mincha.
So I'm doing early. Okay, so in terms of Makkah, what is the definition? What is the definition? That's why in Lakewood they keep 72, and the Chassidim keep Shkia, you know, that's, and the 42.
Yeah, keep 42?
42-50 is a version of, it's 42, a Moshe's version of Rabbeinu.
That's 12.
Or if you go to Hebrew calendar, that...
It's a Moshe's version of yeah. Okay, how do you define be Makkah to Sefer Shabbos? So... there's two opinions whether you have to say I'm being mekabel Shabbos, and either by saying I'm being mekabel Shabbos, halakas neiros would be for ladies is a kabbal Shabbos, mizmor David.
So you don't do any of that.
But wait, all that, I'm saying all that is...
No.
I don't think there's two opinions. There's one opinion where you have to be Makabel Shabbos, and otherwise if you're not Makabel it, then it doesn't work. And there's a like that, and it's just passively also.
What happens is most people, most minyanim in America, and I'm sure here too, you start mincha 5 minutes after candle lighting. So you finish mincha by shkia, you have Kabbalah Shabbos, you're not starting Mizmor Shir till like into Shabbos
later,
already.
30 minutes later.
Right. So when you say mekabel, I'm saying, do you have to say something, or just the fact that Kabbalah Shabbos, that's good enough.
Right. So there.
Mizmor LeDavid is your mekabel Shabbos.
But I'm saying he's saying being mekabel beforehand. I'm saying you're not hitting Mizmor LeDavid till 20 minutes after Shkia.
The question is much harder than what you're asking, because most people come to shul late for mincha, and they're davening mincha 3 minutes before the Shkia, and in the middle of mincha, without any chance of making the Tzav Shabbos.
Right.
What could you do in that case?
So, there's a tshuva from the Mechitzitzak about that. In other words, there's a little bit of a problem, right? Because if I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos, I can't have mincha. The tshuva brings down a lady lights Shabbos. Once she lights the Lakas Neiros, she can't have mincha anymore because it's Shabbos. And you can't have mincha. So, Mechitzitzak says, we should say like this, that if we hold like Rabbeinu Tam, then Shabbos is really much later. So
ladies should not have mincha beforehand.
Yes, Mishra writes you have to take it for Halakas Neiros. What?
It's
Mechamer. What do you say?
I think it's a Mechamer that you can't have mincha after Monday Neir Shabbos.
Where? He says it when the Tzibor is Mekabel Shabbos. Says by the Yachad also? Because I don't. What?
I'm sure you know more than I do. I believe it's a Mechamer.
No, we'll have to check up afterwards. But so the Mishnah says, say if we all like Rabbeinu Tam, so then I'm not being Mekabel Shabbos yet, because like, what's his name? So it's not ideal. That it's definitely not ideal. Saying
okay. So how are you Mekabel?
Okay, so Mekabel say I'm Mekabel Shabbos or Mizmor David or those always or Halakas Neiros.
So most people don't do this then.
Most people don't do.
Right.
They're not maspicking Shmam.
Right, they don't say something.
No, they do switch me. They say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos.
I mean, is going to an early mincha Gili Das that you can Kabbalah Shabbos? Going to early mincha Marv.
Before Shkia?
Of course, before
Shkia.
Going
to something that's, let's say, regular Shabbos.
5 minutes after.
So whenever you say Mizmor Adav.
5 minutes after
Mizmor Shabbos. Sorry, Mizmor Shabbos.
Right? You're not getting Mizmor
till I'm just trying to figure out his situation.
After Shkia.
I said most of the people who are bugging mincha through Shkia.
But your wife
lights
candles.
Yeah, but not for him.
Not for you. You were Mekabel Shabbos.
She's doing great. You know.
She
cannot be mighty mean on the home Mekabel Shabbos?
No.
So
Mekabel Shabbos can't do Malacha. She can't drive.
Most people don't do this because they're not actively being Mekabel Shabbos.
Yeah, so you really preferably should dive in early and you have to miss.
That's why there's a lot of
Why? How is nothing good?
No, Yerushalayim, we tried him. We finished mincha a couple minutes.
What does constitute?
Of course, it helps. If you daven mincha,
it helps for your question, but not for my question.
You can say
so that's what I'm saying. How many people actually say Harini Mekabel?
If you're in the middle of mincha, you come to me.
Fine, but everyone around here is going to say it, and now we're good.
I didn't want to speak very much, but I just want to say that in Yeshiva University, we never had this problem.
Why?
I just wanted to say that.
It must be recorded having said that.
Okay.
Shameless plug. Shameless plug.
That's my just...
So really, just try that early. And just what time is it? Around the clock?
Nine o'clock.
Supposed to end that around now. I got two more halacha. Which one should we do over here? Okay, let's play this. This happens all the time. Hundreds of Shabbos about this. That somebody's Mekabel Shabbos and make early Shabbos. This happens more in the summer. They make early Shabbos and they eat the Seder Shabbos and they realize I'm going to forget to turn off the light. But it's before Shkia.
Mm-hmm.
So. Question is, can they ask their neighbor wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, can you ask him to go ahead and turn light on, turn light off?
Can you use a yid?
A yid.
Shabbos yid.
Shabbos yid.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, go ahead and... So this actually is our mother. Moving down that...
What would be tzad to say that you cannot?
Because just like on Shabbos, okay, so on Shabbos is a very big misconception.
Because I can't tell a goy to do melacha.
For right, me. People think like you have a guy and the guy is like,
no, you're fine. We're right. Better than that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So you can ask a guy to do any deraisa, right? So just right. Like you can ask a guy to do a melacha deraisa, so can you ask a yid to do a melacha deraisa for you?
But you said before it's an israasay.
Okay, but still.
Hold on. The Shabbos, why can't you ask the goy to do it? Because it's a pasuk. It says, you know, that everybody should be neichem, no seichem,
v'chule, right? Not really. That's only somebody who it's an eved, you own. It doesn't apply to a regular guy. That pasuk is talking about somebody who's my worker and I own him, so then he's not able to work for me. Amil nachi is a darbanan. That Chazal came along and acid it.
It's
a darbanan for different reasons. That's why we're made. That's why it's just the shvus, makom tzarech
is mutter. Is there a concept of Amir Lihudi?
So there is a concept which happens minigaya yantar sheni in Eretz
Yisrael. Yantar sheni comes all the time.
So all the time.
The past the pesach is you can tell the
so
you can or cannot
can.
You know that's a very big debate in the Achrayin about yantar sheni. In most cases, end up being mutter for different reasons. But anyhow, so there is a concept also, you can't, so the Ramah brings down that if it's a time which is not Shabbos to everybody, time you didn't have to be Mekabel Shabbos, you're allowed to tell another year to do Melacha for you.
You're allowed.
You're allowed to.
Yeah, I just passed it, man.
Yeah. So therefore, that was good. therefore, whenever you make early Shabbos and you want somebody to turn the light on, turn the light off, all those cases are
you
going
said
to.
You can't tell your work because why?
Because you were Mekabel Shabbos.
Because that's similar to that pasuk which you mentioned. It says your wife.
But she can do it for herself, but I can't tell her.
Yeah, she can't do it for you. Because just like somebody who's
can tell someone who's not
like your child. Your child is different. If you're Mekabel Shabbos, could be you can't ask your child to do it.
You can.
There's a big shaila because there's something called Shvisas Benai. Shvisas Benai is that if you ask your son on Shabbos to do malach for you, if you need something done on Shabbos, right, something you can get a choice of getting a guy or having your son telling your son to do it.
Four-year-old
son, right. Get a guy. Because right. Your son, a lot of times, there's a lach there. If he's doing malach for you, there's a deraisa of Shvisas Benai. So many times, better to get a guy. If it's mutter to get a guy, and don't ask your son.
Even during the period of Tosef.
No, so Tosef Shabbos is a big discussion. Is the gather of Shvisas Benai my Shabbos? I can't do malacha. And being that it's my Shabbos, I can't do malacha. Or Shvisas Benai is his Shabbos.
Right.
Very, very. You know, it's a very big discussion.
It doesn't matter if he's over bar mitzvah, then it's more likely that it's his Shabbos.
Samachal Shochana. What would be the difference?
No, because I mean he. Presumably, it's in his own das that he's being Mekabel Shabbos or not being Mekabel Shabbos once he's over Bar
Mitzvah. Right. So, this is very important. Halacha that if you're Mekabel Shabbos, at the time which you do not have to, which doesn't have to be Shabbos, you're allowed to ask another yid to go ahead and do Malacha for you.
One question. Your wife could be worse. You shouldn't ask.
Right. Your wife may go wrong.
Okay. This comes up a lot for me. When I ask my spark about Rabbanim, I was about to put Ashkenaz. Sakis on this. You're staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
You're there for Shabbat. You come here on the, I don't know, 12th floor.
Four seasons.
You know, I need to escort to my room. So they come, they push you out of the elevator with them, they took you up. They say, come in, I want to give you a drink as I guess it's incentive. But then you have to have that reason. How do Ashkenazim go by that?
Same thing. That if he's doing it for himself, you tell him, I'm giving you a drink, and he's coming up with you.
What if he doesn't want a drink? Then
he taught. So then he's doing. Then it'll be a problem. He's doing it for you. He's not doing it for himself. The concept is, you tell him, come to my room. I want to give you a present.
Yeah.
And then he comes. If he doesn't take it. That's okay. I mean, that's done already. I'm saying, but he doesn't. You know.
But some can go up and say, hi, escort me to my room. You know, at this hour.
Yeah. That's if he's doing it for himself, not for you. If he's doing it for himself, it's okay. If he's doing it for you. Okay, just review what we spoke about. We spoke about Tosef Shabbos. So we said
you are awesome.
The Sefer Shabbos Mr. Deraisa according to most shitas, minimal amount is 2 minutes for Moshe writes, plus you should add a little bit more because story of Rav Yashiv. Ideally, you should speak it out if possible. not. You know, daven mincha early. They don't get into any. You don't get into any problems. The whole shabbat, the seventh shabbat, is really shabbat, or just that you don't do malacha. We said in the Mishmur example, proper thing to do is make sure you eat a kazayis of bread after seisar chavim. That's very important halacha. And in the zman when you're mekabel shabbat, really you didn't have to mekabel shabbat. But if you go ahead and tell somebody to do a malacha, okay, enjoy your stay.